A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
A classic WCW gimmick is coming back. Plus, a top AEW star is cleared to return. And we think we've got to the bottom of Andrade's undrafting. For Thursday, October the 15th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It's come down to this. You see, the deal is on the wheel. At Halloween Havoc, your worst nightmare will come true. 12 of the toughest and most brutal matches in wrestling.
That's right, brutal, brutal.
You see, on the wheel, there's a cage match, there's a barbed wire match, there's a death match, or there might even be a mystery match. But you see, the deal is, man, you gotta step up and spin that wheel. Once you spin it, where it stops, that's what you and I are going to do. And what happens? Well, we both go in the ring. One man comes out. The other? Well, no.
You think I'm afraid of some wheel? You think I'm afraid of you?
Step out of the fog, Sting. Clear your head. You're not thinking. I'm the master of all these matches. This is no game for me. This is fun, but it's not a game. We play it on my turf and my terms. So good luck, Steve. You're gonna need it.
So what are you waiting for? Let's do it now.
To be continued. Halloween Havoc 92.
Spin the wheel. Make the deal. My 2020, you are a hell of a drug. I wasn't expecting to be talking about Halloween Havoc 1992 this morning. So what you heard there was a clip of the cinematic build-up to Sting versus Jake the Snake Roberts from Halloween Havoc 92. The infamous spin the wheel, make the deal match, which ended up with Sting spinning the wheel and making a deal on a coal miner's glove on a pole match. The most deadly of all matches. Well, the reason we're talking about this is because this is making a comeback in 2 weeks' time as part of NXT Halloween Havoc. It was revealed last night that Candice LeRae will challenge Io Shirai for the NXT Women's Championship on the NXT special. At the same time, we will see Johnny Gargano challenging Damian Priest for the NXT North American Championship. A different match time, not both matches happening simultaneously. That'd be ridiculous. And then William Regal dropped the bombshell following those announcements to say that the matches would be contested under certain stipulations, as determined by spinning the wheel and making the deal. Shotzi Blackheart turning up on the stage, revealing the virtual spin the wheel, make the deal wheel. And my nostalgia just went through the roof at the thought of seeing this again. Taking a look at the spin the wheel, make the deal wheel. Some novelty Halloween-themed matches on there, including a buried alive match. And the coal miner's glove match is on the wheel as well. Oh, please, 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 somebody give me a coal miner's glove match in 2020. So we may get it. We'll find out at Halloween Havoc in 2 weeks' time as Priest defends his battle against Gargano and Io Shirai defends her belt against Candice LeRae. Stipe's determined by spinning the wheel and making a deal. Oh, my days. Also for Halloween Havoc, Raquel Gonzalez and Rhea Ripley going to go one-on-one. That's been announced. Weeks of aggression between these two coming to a head. They're just going to batter each other. It's going to be an incredible one. But before we get there, next week on NXT, we have ourselves a tag team championship match as Undisputed Era's Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish earn the right to face Breezango for those belts. And it's a match that will go down next week on NXT. We will talk all about Wednesday night on the Black and Gold on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today with NXT Graded.
Fans, we are very happy to have Matt Hardy and his beautiful family here with us. Great to see you, Matt.
You too.
On this one-year anniversary of Dynamite. Fans are asking, how you doing, buddy?
I feel practically perfect in many, many ways.
Very good.
And I'm so happy to be here tonight with my family. And, man, we're enjoying the hell out of this one-year anniversary show. What an amazing event! Tony, I am so proud of AEW. I'm so proud of everybody who works here. And I'm very happy to say that as of tonight, I am 100% healthy, and I am cleared to return to the ring.
Professional wrestling is my love, my passion, and my journey is not over. But maybe it's a good thing that this vendetta between myself and Sammy is over.
Delete!
Was there ever any question, Matt? Who attacked Matt Hardy? It was me. It was me all along, and I'm never gonna stop. I'm the man that left you laying it all out. I'm the man that took out your knee. I'm the man that busted your face. And I'm the man that every single week they clear you, I'm gonna send you right back on the shelf. I'm gonna send you right back to the hospital, because this is not over until I send you home for good.
It ain't over until it's over. Matt Hardy making his return to AEW and continuing where he left off with Sammy Guevara. So for the last time we saw Matt on AEW television proper, it was saying farewell for a while. Before that, he took a fall at AEW All Out. He smacked the back of his head. There was fears of a concussion, and it led to some hairy situations during the live pay-per-view. Matt took some time away to recoup. He says he is 100% clear to return, and they are picking up where they left off, our Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara. As Matt was ringside, as you heard there, there was a video that played that showed Sammy Guevara burning pictures of Matt Hardy's previous gimmicks. Very creative work from those guys. I don't know where this feud is going to go next, but wherever it goes, I hope it goes there safely. There was another return last night that shocked the world. Not the return of an AEW star, no, but the return of an AEW wrestling star in themselves. So Lance Archer faced Jon Moxley last night for the AEW Championship, and beforehand he had video messages of support, one of which came from Minoru Suzuki. Take a listen.
Lance Archer, winner AEW Championship, Ichiban.
The other one was from former WWE star and former TNA wrestling star, the alpha male Monty Brown.
Ask William Wallace, I am the alpha male. He is I and I am him, the alpha male. Ask William Wallace, I am the alpha male. He is I and I am him. The alpha male is he, and he undoubtedly is me. Rewind. 2021 style. When I put this mic into my hand, you know it's going down, baby. Everyone knows the alpha male's name can only be Monty Brown, baby. The opinion on the Murder Hawk Monster Lance Archer versus your AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley. Jon, Lance Archer is going to make you walk the mile. Walking the mile, walking the mile, walking the mile. And at the end of that mile, bam, blackout. Or in Serengeti terminology, Jon Moxley, October 14th, AEW anniversary show. You will be grabbed by the jugular. Your windpipe will be crushed. You will be shaken loose and left laying on Lance Archer's hunting grounds. Well, what does that mean? That means it's over. The end for Nice Kaput. Mox, kick rocks. Arrivederci. Probably means someone got pounced. Period.
If somebody does not hire Monty Brown off the back of that promo, something is wrong with the universe. Incredible! In the same week, we're talking about Halloween Havoc, Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal, and Monty Brown. 2020, you are a hell of a drug. Looking ahead to AEW Full Gear, we have ourselves a title match taking shape. It was revealed on Dynamite last night that Darby Allin will get a shot at the TNT title next month. He was in the crowd during Dynamite watching Cody and Orange Cassidy's fight for the TNT title. It was confirmed by Shivani, Jim Ross and Excalibur that Darby Allin will be facing the TNT champion at Full Gear on November the 7th. But who is the TNT champion after Cody faced Orange Cassidy? Well, you can find out with Jack later on today on AEW Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. If you're listening in the UK, you're going to want a piece of this. We're working with Quidco here at Cultaholic to sort you out with cashback. So how it works is you sign up to Quidco, you go to your normal online retailers, wherever you buy stuff online, thousands of top retailers use Quidco. People like Amazon, Currys, Argos, eBay. You browse them, you shop as normal, and Quidco sort you out with cashback paid directly to your bank account or via PayPal on your purchases. So it's cash back when shopping online. If you haven't signed up to Quidco, you can do so right now at cultaholic.com/cashback. If you do, you get a free fiver just for signing up. If you want £5 cash back just for signing up to Quidco and just for listening to this podcast, you go to cultaholic.com/cashback.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is going on with Andrade? We had the Gracias tweet yesterday, and yesterday evening we also had Andrade sharing a photo of himself as NXT champion. He's setting tongues wagging since he became undrafted from Monday Night Raw. The other question is, why was it allowed to happen? Why is Andrade left out in the cold where so many other people have been drafted effectively to Raw and SmackDown? Now, according to a report from Wrestling Inc., we may have a reason why and his status with the company. Andrade is planning to undergo minor elective surgery, which is something that he's had on the cards for a while. It's going to put him out of action for 4 weeks or so, which is possibly the reason why he was removed from the draft, maybe. I mean, obviously, Ivar was drafted, even though he's out for a year, but maybe it's a case of taking Andrade out of the picture and letting people think on it. I don't know. Andrade and Mickey James were the only two free agents left. Mickey James still out of action with a broken nose. Could be a couple more weeks before she's back in action. Andrade obviously taking a month away now for surgery. Both are expected to be part of the Raw brand when they get back up and running again, but anything can happen, especially with him sharing photos of himself hanging around back at NXT with that title over his shoulder. You cheeky so-and-so, Andrade. ECW's The Collective Weekend took place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this past week, and there are now some concerns regarding COVID-19. Dan the Dad, who was part of the weekend's shows of The Collective, 12 wrestling shows and around 100 wrestlers in the same venue over 3 days. Dan the Dad announced on Twitter that he tested positive for COVID-19. Regarding his involvement with GCW's weekend of shows, he says, "I want to assure you every show at The Collective was carried out with the utmost concern for safety, and those protocols remained in place throughout the weekend. It was a great weekend for independent wrestling, but I guess this was always going to be a risk in the air, wasn't it? With COVID-19 still very much a thing, to have all those people there at the same time, it was always going to be a concern. Dan the Dad, if you've not seen Dan the Dad's work, by the way, if you ever needed a wrestling dad, look to Dan the Dad. It's a beautiful character, and we wish him nothing but the best. Get well very soon, sir. A WWE legend has tied the knot. We say congratulations to John Cena and Shay Sharratzadeh, who have officially got married in a ceremony in Tampa, Florida. It was reported by PW Insider. TMZ and E! Have now reported on this as well. E! Have said at this time there are a few details on the ceremony, saying that Cena and Sharratzadeh started dating back last year, filed for a marriage certificate back in early October, and they moved pretty quickly. Shay was born in Iran. She's a citizen of Canada, and she's a product manager for a tech company based in Vancouver. This is John Cena's second marriage now. He was married to Elizabeth Huberdeau in 2009. They broke up in 2012. We obviously know Cena and Nikki Bella were scheduled to get married following the engagement in the middle of the WrestleMania ring, but that didn't pan out. Nikki Bella is now happily engaged to Mateo Artemovich Chigvistev, who was her dance partner on Dancing with the Stars. So it's nice to see both John Cena and Nikki Bella are in better places with good people. Also, John Cena has announced that he's the new voice of Honda for their commercials. Just want to chuck that in there. He announced it in true John Cena style with a positive affirmation on Twitter. "We define who we are when we persevere in the face of obstacles. Proud to be the new voice of Honda. Starting with this message that encourages people to rise to the challenge." It's a great video on his Twitter. He's very much like that on Twitter, is John Cena. Just everything he does is very, very quotable. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out with some free wrestling audiobook goodness. Like, for example, Dylan Postel, "Life is Short and So Am I," the real-life autobiography of Hornswoggle, who has the most incredible stories to tell from being on the road in WWE. Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson did a special episode of Something to Wrestle With focused on the life of Dylan Postel and of Hornswoggle. The stories that came from that are amazing. I was so inspired by the stories from that particular episode of Something to Wrestle With that I had to get his audiobook and just hear the stories from the man himself. There's some funny moments in there. There's some really sad moments in there as well. He takes you on a journey of a guy that, whilst was riding the wave of popularity in wrestling, found himself at the mercy of a couple of demons that led him down some darker paths. And he talks about like a fight with weight as well, and how he pushed to get back into better shape. We also get a lot of talk about the WLC match from TLC back a couple of years ago between him, it was quite the match. And if you look at WLC on the WWE Network, It's a dream. But you can also check out his audiobook, Life is Short and So Am I, by Dylan Postel. You can get it for free on us, right? If you go to cultaholic.com/audible, you sign up for 30 days for Audible, and you get to choose your book. If you want that one, you've got it. If you don't want to keep Audible, you can bin it off after 30 days, but you can keep the audiobook forever. Sign up right now at cultaholic.com/audible. Multi-time WWF Hardcore Champion Al Snow has a starring role in a horror film on Amazon Video that's available from today. Look out for Al Snow in The Whittler. Here's the summary of the film. With the help of a vengeful ghost, a young girl must rescue her parents from a brutal gang of rednecks who are robbing her parents' 200-year-old haunted inn. Look out for Al Snow as evil Terry Benham, one of the redneck robbers. You know what? I'd like a good sort of, I don't want to say low budget, so I'm not doing it a great disservice, but I like a straight-to-TV horror movie, especially around Halloween. That might be one that's worth a watch.
Sometimes there's going to be a wall in front of me that is higher, a wall that is taller than most people think I can climb. Don't worry. You see that high, tall wall? You see that expectation that being the champion of OTT gives me? I'll overcome, because that's what I do. Ryan Smile has overcome the same way every single person that has come before you has promised that they're gonna get the job done, like every single person that will come after you that will also promise that they will get the job done. I can promise you something that I've made a guarantee of so far, and that is I will fly.
Ryan Smile!
Last night, the news broke that popular British independent wrestler Ryan Smile passed away on Tuesday morning. Ryan worked for companies such as OTT, Revolution Pro, and was very well regarded by a lot of people within the industry. During his career, he became the Rev Pro Undisputed British Cruiserweight Champion. He was the OTT No Limits Champion, also the HCW Revolution Champion. He won so many other titles. He became very much the face of OTT very early on. And if you look through the back catalogue of companies like OTT, you'll see just how gifted a wrestler Ryan was. Many believed a future in America was on the cards. Ryan was one of those behind Lucha Forever, which is a British Lucha Libre promotion that was dissolved a few years back. I had the pleasure of working with Ryan Smile about 10 years ago. We were part of a wrestling promotion based out of Shrewsbury in the UK called EDW. And Ryan was one of those guys that so many people got on really well with. And you could see like a locker room would light up when he would come into it as well. And in ring, just a phenomenal performer. Just an amazing to watch wrestle. Like he would, I always remember one particular occasion where we had a show in Shrewsbury, and it was in a school gym. And I'd never been this up close and personal with a wrestling show before. And to watch a guy utilize the surroundings, i.e. to use a basketball hoop to do a Hurricane Rana, was fantastic. It was the first time I'd ever seen it. Ryan was just very good like that, just an incredible in-ring performer. It was Ryan's partner, Alice, who goes by the name of Alex Windsor, on the professional wrestling circuit, who shared the news on social media, saying on Tuesday morning, Ryan passed away after losing his battle with mental health, a battle which he had been fighting for a long time. Since then, the wrestling world has come out to pay tribute to Ryan Smile, not just here in the UK, but from all around the world as well. AEW's Joey Janela tweeted out, "We had a match at Rev Pro UK after a hectic day on my behalf getting to the show. He was a great professional. We talked about the match for 10 minutes and we went out there and had one of my best matches across the pond. Rest in peace." You may have also seen a tribute to Ryan Smile on AEW Dynamite last night as Kip Sabian wore a wristband that simply said ADS, standing for All Day Star. We here at Cultaholic, we send our deepest condolences and nothing but love to the friends and family of the late Ryan Smile. You'll hear a lot of people today saying, if you're struggling, reach out. And I know from experience, that is something that is easier said than done. What I can do is, as opposed to encourage you to reach out, I can point you in a direction to reach out to when you're ready. And that is unitedgmh.org. Wherever you are in the world, they have contact numbers for mental health charities and helplines that you can call confidentially to talk through whatever you need to talk through. UnitedGMH.org. For Thursday, October the 15th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.